Jackson Mayor Derek Dobies joining us this morning. Thanks for getting up.
It's great to be have another day in front of me. Are you going to be getting a new band for the next mayor?
we'll see. We'll see. That one works good.
Works pretty well.
Hey, rumor Garland Gilchrist is coming to town. What's that all about?
Yeah, he's coming. I think September 16th, I want to say, sometime during the day as part of his Thriving Cities tour. And if you recall, he came back before COVID in 2019, came down to the King Center and talked about what the new administration could do to reinvest in communities and start to have some of our urban cores kind of bounce back with some economic development and some long-term investment in some of the areas of our communities that haven't seen investment in a long time. And came down to the King Center and kind of did a pitch about what the administration was going to do and had an opportunity to listen to the city as per our plans in the area. And that kind of we spoke about the MLK Corridor Improvement Authority and some of the rehabs to the King Center. And since then, in fact, we've put close to $2 million into the King Center. So when they contacted us, I said, you know, I think it's appropriate and would be exciting to actually have the Lieutenant Governor back in the MLK Center and see what that investment can look like and what the rehabbed King Center and the functionality of the some of the new rooms there can look like. And so it would be a good opportunity to kind of show off what progress we've made in the last 2 years and talk about some of the other initiatives that are underway along the Corridor Improvement Authority and that we're going to be undertaking in the next year here.
$2 million, a lot of money.
Good chunk of money, but you know, that building hasn't really seen investment of that scale since it was first built. And anyone that had been going into the King Center, I think it kind of was the embodiment of what we talk about when we look at disinvestment and the city's priorities of investing in certain areas and not in other areas. And mm-hmm. So when I got elected and I knocked a lot of doors on the south side and talked to a lot of different people, and you know, a lot of what people wanted to see is investment in some of our community centers. I mean, we have great parks and recreation programming here, and the south side has been an area that's been long neglected for a while, and that's why we reinvested in the King Center and are undertaking similar work along the corridor there.
Did we get any help from Lieutenant Governor Gilchrist, or is he just happy we did it?
Well, we've certainly been getting help from the state and uh-huh. federal government, and I know that they are putting a lot of their ARP dollars into additional affordable housing projects. We're going to be making a pitch that hopefully they do more of that and hopefully invest in some other projects and programs that are going to help cities like Jackson. But you know, a lot of what we see oftentimes isn't necessarily direct investment, but kind of a investment that allows us to move some of our resources around. Some of the resources that we've been able to get for other parks programming, grants through the Michigan Department of Natural Resources for trails, for park improvements have allowed us to shift some of that money around. So I would say yes, we've certainly been getting additional investment from the state, and obviously with the American Rescue Plan dollars, the state should have more money to put in to reinvest in communities like Jackson. And you know, we also have a pot here locally, so I think that when we talk about that money being really transformational for cities like Jackson, I think you know, we're well poised to be able to show exactly that.
So the MLK Corridor Authority, are they making progress?
Yeah, we're planning a strategic retreat to kind of get some of the ideas around what we want to do with the board of directors. And then we're going to have some community listening sessions here in the next 2 months to reflect with the community, engage them on what they want to see along the corridor, and then put that plan into action. Some of the things are going to be around using some of our ARP dollars, similar to other cities, and investing in some entrepreneurial programming to create a culture of entrepreneurship, not only downtown, but down the MLK corridor. We have aims to try to get some sort of grocery store food, healthy food alternative landed somewhere in there. That's probably going to include some acquisition of some property, but I think that is a huge need. You know, we have huge food deserts on basically the south and the eastern side of the city. So addressing that is going to be, I think, one of the focuses of the use of that dollars. And in fact, Jacob and Cencio and the Grow Jackson nonprofit has put a healthy food kind of community garden right at the King Center. If you haven't been able to drive past that, they are constantly, pushing out healthy food into the south side, and you can stop by if you want and make a donation and grab yourself a quart of tomatoes or hot peppers or any other of the variety of different healthy foods that they're growing right on the MLK site there.
Now, when you say retreat, what comes to mind for me is like the Florida Keys or Hawaii. You're not talking about that, are you?
I don't think it'll be that extravagant. No, it'll probably be, if I would guess, at the faraway place of downtown at the Lean Rocket Lab.
There you go. But, okay. Just we'll curious.
Be, yeah, no, we'll be just getting together to talk about some of the needs of the corridor, some of the different businesses that we want to attract there, how we, kind of want to re-engineer the streetscape, provide more green space along the corridor there, probably provide some more pocket parks, some angled parking, things like that, how we actually want that to look, and then how we ultimately finance those projects, both with the tax increment financing that we have, but to be able to get some revenue started in there, we're probably going to have to make some sizable investments, hopefully with some of the ARP dollars that we have.
Yeah, this is probably even before your time, the little mall there on Prospect and Francis, at one time that was a nice little strip mall, and now I guess you can give blood, but you can't buy a jar of peanut butter. So that's not a good scenario.
Yeah. So and I know there was a lot of consternation about kind of TSO Plasma coming in there, but they have been that. That mall there is a good example of what matching investment with good public policy of having good building design standards, good site plan standards. That doesn't just come through the oftentimes doesn't come through the benevolence of the investor. Those are requirements that we put in place to make sure that that investment is also going to help beautify the surrounding area. So all of the curbing, green space, trees, shrubs, those are all required by our city ordinance. And I think it made that investment look a lot better. And thanks to a city inspection and the third floor at City Hall for continuing to work on that and make sure that at least the site looks nice, and that's what we want to do on other sites up and down the MLK corridor there.
We mentioned yesterday during the news a new aging program being launched by the city. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, we do a lot of recreational programming at the city, and one of the features and part of our efforts to continue to make Jackson an age-friendly place where people can age in place and still have access to different programming and things to do is our seniors program. We just brought on a new manager for that operation. Many people have probably been able to check it out and check out some of the programming that we operate at Loomis, but we're looking at continuing that, expanding that, and actually have some designs, and this has been part of a long conversation in the community about what we want to do at Loomis Park, getting a new playground there, but also getting some architectural drawings around what we can do to the Boo Center itself. Similar to the King Center, it's our next largest recreational facility. We did put a new roof on it earlier this year or last year, and made some more of the critical repairs, but yeah. I think with some of the resources that we have now available, we're really poised to be able to also kind of flip the Boo Center and turn it into, create some more fenestration and make it into a really great revived community center for the east side of the city.
That's a big park.
It is a huge park. Yep. We've got a nice sledding hill with some of the construction that we did on Edgewood, took some of the fill dirt and spread it out there and created that hill out front. I think we've always had plans to do a walking route kind of around the park there. So we're still planning on kind of figuring out what that looks like, whether that's paved or some sort of compacted gravel. Lots of opportunity there. It certainly looks a lot better with some of the treatments that we've done to level off some of the hills, remove some of the trees, improve some of the visibility. But now I think it's a good opportunity, a good time to take aim at the Boo Center itself and make that a really great great park for the east side.
Anything new on the Hays?
You know, the Hays is continuing to come along. We've had a lot of different bites. We're going to be getting some of the RFQs, RFPs back here shortly, and I think council is going to be making some decisions in the coming months on who we might be able to go forward with. We did kind of a media tour through there just to kind of generate some more excitement about the project. But there's certainly some interest, and even last night I was answering emails. The Michigan Municipal League was forwarding us some development companies out of Flint that have actually were featured on the MML's cover about some of the work that they've done up there with creating affordable housing and different community projects. So there is excitement. There's definitely some attention on the Hays right now, and it's incumbent on us to take that energy and attention and turn it into some sort of partnership to get the project going.
Derek Dolby's, you get some rest, Derek. Well, yeah.
Hey, with the five-year-old, it's hard to find some time.
Have a good one.
I appreciate it, Greg.
Jackson Mayor Derek Dolby's.